I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
As you will have heard in the news, some beloved breakfast cereals in New Zealand are living on borrowed time. Sanitarium is proposing to axe almost 50 jobs. It's announced it will stop making muesli, granola, flake, clusters and puff cereal in June next year. That includes Honey Puffs. Oh. The company says the cancelled products make up just 10% of total sales and have been declining. On the line now is Anna, who runs a cooking and baking and recipes website called Just a Mum's Kitchen. I warn you from lived experience, looking at this website will make you very, very hungry. Anna, what have you done to me at this indecent hour?
Sorry about that.
Yeah, so you should be. Hey, so how did your kids take this news? I hear there are some Honey Puffs fans in your household.
Yeah, there were. It was interesting. The other day, my daughter asked for some for Easter, and I said, oh, not today. And so when I told her today that they were getting rid of them, she was like, oh, Mum. So definitely the Honey Puffs is the one they're saddest about, for sure.
I mean, how do you – I was saying before, I haven't had a bowl of Honey Puffs since, I don't know, the 90s probably. And yet I do feel a bit sad that they're going, because it's sort of comforting knowing that this taste of childhood is there if I ever wanted it. Do you kind of get that? Do you empathise with that feeling?
Absolutely. Yeah, no, and I think that's the thing. I was just looking at some of the comments on one of the Facebook posts, and Honey Puffs seems to be the one people are most upset about, but I'm just like you. I haven't had them in years. But it's definitely nostalgic. People, you know, still talk about snifters, don't they? So yeah. We all have these memories that are around food.
Tangy fruits. Oh, dear.
Yes, tangy fruits at the movies. Yeah, so we don't recover, but yeah.
One of the things Sanitarium said was that it needed to keep up with global tastes around cereals. And while I don't expect you to be like a cereals global index taste identifier, what do you think is behind that? What are the tastes in cereals these days? Is there a bit of a wellness thing creeping in there maybe that's affecting how people perceive things like Honey Puffs, Cocoa Pops, that sort of stuff?
I think there is an element of that. One of the things, I recently travelled to America, and obviously I wanted to go to the cereal aisle, because you hear about these cereal aisles just being the length of the supermarket. And they are, and they're all loaded with sugar.
So much.
And I just don't think, so much sugar, you know, and I don't think that's our tastes here, but it's still interesting that the ones that perhaps are more sugar loaded are the ones that are not as popular. You know, here, that's for our family, they're considered a sometimes treat. So even though the kids love them, we might have them in school holidays. They're allowed to buy a box each of whatever it is they choose. And invariably, it'll be Honey Puffs, Cocoa Puffs, or Cocoa Pops, sorry, and Nutri-Grain, and that's their treat food. So maybe that people are looking at it as a treat now rather than something that they buy all the time.
That they have every day for breakfast, yeah. I mean, I went to America last year for a wedding as well, and I have always been curious about Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
Oh,
I've never had it before. Oh, it was delicious. It was disgusting, but it was delicious. I loved it. You wouldn't have
exactly
that for breakfast every day, though, eh? Like, that's the thing. It wouldn't work. Look, just because these cereals are being phased out, though, and maybe we'll focus on Honey Puffs here, that doesn't necessarily mean that Honey Puffs won't exist. These cereals are possible to make or approximate at home, aren't they?
They are. I did a little bit of research when I knew I was coming on the radio. And interestingly, I sort of basically, to make Honey Puffs, it's puffed wheat, honey, and probably butter and good things like that. Very few recipes are around, so I might have to get onto that. But puffed wheat on its own isn't actually that cheap. A lot of cereals that I might make will have a rolled oats base. So anyone can get rolled oats, and it's super cheap. I was having a look at puffed wheat, and it's not very common to buy it, and it's very expensive. So I'll have a play around with a recipe for those that need the nostalgia. But maybe that's something that's in the background of it as well, as the cost of those products.
Maybe a sometimes cereal. Okay, all right, fair enough. You mentioned that you do make other sorts of cereals. What, I mean, in the 2 minutes or so that we have left before the 11 o'clock news, what are some like cereal making 101 things in terms of what flavours and textures work together and, you know, maintaining a tasty cereal while also making sure that it gives you energy and is healthy?
I think having a good balance. I have a granola or a toasted muesli on my website, so that's always has a rolled oats base, and then you're looking to add things like maybe nuts or dried fruit. Unfortunately or fortunately, the binding agent is usually going to be some form of sugar. People say it's going to be healthier because it's maple syrup, but largely it'll or honey, but they're still sugars. So it's just a matter of finding one and adapting it to your taste that you like and seeing how far you can reduce that sugar down. But you've still got to, you know, bind it with something. But you absolutely can make your own at home and store it, and it stores really, really well.
What did you used to have for breakfast when you were a kid?
So Weet-Bix. And I used to have it, this is terrible, with boiled water and but probably lashings of sugar. So no milk, God forbid. I was a dairy farmer's daughter who didn't like milk. I would have it with boiled water. And it was so much sugar, I don't want to think about it now. But it was so delicious. I don't know why.
Weet-Bix and boiled water, wild. I have never heard of that in my life. I've been asking people this on throughout the show, and someone texted through earlier and said that they had eggnog for breakfast, whipped eggs in a Kenwood mixer with milk and vanilla essence and sugar. Have you heard of that before?
No, I have not.
No.
As long as it doesn't have bourbon and
whiskey, I
think that sounds fine.
No, they left out the brandy and the rum. Although I suppose in a sense that would make it easy to put the kids to bed. They're probably not at that time of night. Anna from Just a Mum's Kitchen, lovely chatting to you this evening. Thanks so much for coming on the show and chatting to me.
Thank you for having me. It's been lovely.
That was Anna who runs Just a Mum's Kitchen. The URL for that website is justamumnz.com. There are all sorts of really tasty, delicious recipes on there as well. So if you are stuck for inspiration, there are certainly worse places to go. Coming up after the 11 o'clock news, Maggie Tweedy and Pocket Edition, preceded by a couple more cover songs. Stay tuned.
Hey folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF Podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.